It's here and now, and we want to tell you now about a life that has sadly ended. But in order to do that, we have to go back to how that life was lived, starting in the 1980s.
Hello, I'm Dushan Angus. I'm president of the Rotary Club of Los Alamos, California. My Rotary nickname is Dude.
Dude Angus was a towering figure, and not just because of his height. He was the narrator of a documentary I was lucky enough to make about what happened in 1989 after Steve Angus, the favorite of five beloved children of Dude and Barbara Angus, came home from New York to Los Altos, California, to tell his family he had AIDS and he'd been living with this terrible secret for months.
How are you doing?
Not good, babe.
Not good?
This is something I can't even... I'm thinking
of
calling a hospital.
Okay.
Jeez.
Okay, hon.
You feel like shaking everybody in the store and saying, don't you know what's going on? Don't you know? You know, this could touch your life.
Barbara Angus began visiting other AIDS patients, dying alone in hospital rooms, furious at the comfortable indifference around her.
I mean, somebody scream with me is what I wanted to say. You know, you just feel like you've had it. This isn't a very good day. I'm sorry.
Dude wanted to get the word out, but Steve's siblings were wary. They didn't want their brother to become a statistic. Dude and Steve's sister Tony went to a support group.
Everybody there was saying, playing it down that, Yeah. When I was speaking about my brother, Steve, who is the focal point of our family. Sorry.
The statement she gave, though, was, you don't understand. No one else is like my brother.
Steve would die shortly after. Dude had this crazy idea to make a little film that could educate all Rotarians around the world about AIDS. Now, this was at a time when America's leaders wouldn't even say the word. People hid their dying family members in back bedrooms. Dude formed the Los Altos Rotary AIDS Task Force with 10 brave souls, and we began filming.
I'd like to tell you a story. The topic is AIDS. Believe me, a year ago, it was my feeling that that happened to someone else, some other place. Believe me, times have changed.
Some members of his club muttered that AIDS had nothing to do with them. But then Walter Singer, a beloved member who'd survived the Holocaust and played Santa Claus in the annual parade, confided in Dude that he had contracted AIDS through a blood transfusion. And then Dude stood with him, rubbing his back, as he told the stunned club.
So I thought I'd like to share that with you and let you know that I've been walking around with this. I've been asked to join support groups, which we haven't done, because they're mostly young people. I don't know what my outlook is. One of the reasons I sold our business was because I'm sick. I have great support from my wife. And the thing I like to ask my fellow Rotarians here, maybe you like to be my support group. Thank you.
Weeping Rotarians surrounded Walter and supported him through his death. Then they fanned out across the country, distributing thousands of copies of the subsequent film, The Los Altos Story. But remember, Dude wanted to reach all Rotarians. So in 1992, he was invited to speak before 19,000 of them at the 83rd Annual International Convention in Orlando, Florida.
I addressed you this morning, something I never dreamed would be possible. But I also feel remorse, embarrassment, and guilt that it took the tragic loss of my son to finally get involved. I implore you.
As Dude nervously spoke, Barbara and I sat in the front row bracing for what we thought would be a torrent of boos.
The solution to this problem. Will you look beyond yourself? Will you help us? Thank you so very much.
Instead, a rolling standing ovation. Dude was soon appointed to the first ever Presidential Advisory Council on AIDS under Bill Clinton, One day I got a phone call from director Jonathan Demme. He brought Dude and Barbara to the set of Philadelphia, starring Tom Hanks as an AIDS patient. Joanne Woodward based her character, his mother, on Barbara.
Well, I didn't raise my kids to sit in the back of the bus. You get in there and you fight for your rights, okay?
Gee, I love you guys.
Hi there.
How are you?
Hey, dude. Great. How are you?
Last year, friends, family, and the original members of the Rotary AIDS Task Force gathered around Barbara and Dude, then 81, in failing health and in a wheelchair, for a luncheon.
How are you feeling about today?
I think I'm emotional.
A lot of memories.
A lot. I'm choking.
A sold-out crowd waited inside, there to celebrate the 25th anniversary of Dude's achievement and the film The Los Altos Story. Mary Prochnow, the first to volunteer to help Dude, remembered the overwhelming response to the film.
I remember a young man from upstate New York calling me and telling me that he had let the film sit on his desk for 6 months. He put it in his VCR one evening and wept because his brother was home in his parents' back bedroom. They had told no one in the town. He took the film home. They all wept. He asked his parents' permission to show the film at his own Rotary Club and to tell them that his brother was home dying, and he did that. Our club members will tell you that they go anywhere in the world, and anywhere they go, if they say they're from Los Altos Rotary, the Rotarians applaud them. Dude Angus is a man of amazing drive, and that drive kicked forth an amount of energy that I've rarely seen equaled.
Good afternoon, Los Altos Rotary. Join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge of allegiance.
This was no ordinary Rotary lunch. The lengthy program included many original members of the AIDS Project Task Force.
I have a lot of memories from this thing. I remember a Rotarian who said, I haven't talked to my son in 2 years. I saw your video. He's here for Thanksgiving.
We also heard from Greg Betts. 25 years ago, when Greg told members of his neighboring Rotary Club that he had AIDS, one member said, you brought it on yourself. I hope you die. Then Dude and the Los Altos AIDS Task Force welcomed him in. He's now living a full life with AIDS.
I want to thank you all for this amazing gift to our community and to all those people that are affected by this disease. Thank you.
After the lunch, well-wishers crowding around Dude and Barbara included Mel Kahn, Dude's former student who became a fellow Rotarian and then was Duded, as they call it, enlisted to speak about AIDS awareness.
Knowing you and your family, you're the one, I've so been Duded. It's because of that energy, and I go up in front of groups that I don't like talking in front of, but I do, because I know that something really spiritual happened. It's more than all of us combined. So we just keep doing it, and I want to thank you for that.
You are so neat. Thank you,
Appreciate
Ellen.
It, dude.
Thank you very much.
Well, he's my hero. Knew him as a freshman at Los Altos High School. In those days, he coached everything.
Are you at all surprised that he then became the fuel behind this AIDS project?
No, because he always, when he decides to do something, he does it. In fact, it's pretty cool to it's pretty cool to be friends with your hero. I'm done.
Yeah.
Bye, sweetheart. I'll come up and see you guys.
Okay.
As the crowds thinned, we sat down to reflect with Dude and Barbara Angus.
For a long time, I couldn't see the sense of this because of the loss. It was a cleansing experience, knowing that what had been done was affecting so many people positively.
Making maybe your son's loss at least mean something, at least.
That's right. Hoping.
So, 25 years. How are you feeling about that? 25 years.
I have a lot of memories. Most of them good, not so good, some of them, when death is involved over this insidious disease. But we made such great inroads. Corporate America internationally. Oh, God, I feel good about that. And the thing is, we always have new blood coming in. The old hands are still around. God, we overcame almost anything got in our way.
Think how far in 25 years acceptance and compassion has come. Do you think about that, and do you think about your role in that?
We take ownership in the movement, at least partially. We felt we were one of many.
Amazing, amazing. The whole world, actually, has, I believe, has changed because of what he did.
Dude and Barbara Angus last year. Dude died this week at 81. For more on the film The Los Altos Story and the Rotary AIDS Task Force work today in Africa, go to herenow.org. And while there, if Dude and his work impacted your life as a Rotarian or a family with AIDS, leave a comment. We'll get it to the family. It's Here and Now.